KSL News Time, 6:29. Triple team traffic on this Wednesday morning. And what's got your attention now, Andy Farnsworth?
I'm looking at northbound I-15. Traffic still in good shape. For those of you switching from 215 on to southbound 15, you'll see a little bit of slowing right as you begin the transition. But surprisingly, you won't see any near the crash at the end of the transition ramp where it hooks up with the main flow. Traffic over on the west side, Bangor Highway, 5600 West, both looking decent right now, but a little bit heavier in West Valley than they are in Taylorsville and Kearns. Eric Butler.
In Utah County, you've got a smooth ride right now as far as velocity from Spanish Fork all the way up to the point of the mountain. No reduction of speed, really. That's your normal 24-minute travel time. Now, if you see something happening, be sure to be a traffic trooper and give us a call, 575-5683. Heather?
Looking really good on all the major roadways and the city streets up through Weber and Davis County. No delays on I-15, US 89, or Legacy Parkway. But traffic is definitely filling in on those city streets, especially up in Ogden. And then we have a report of three horses running on Redwood Road northbound near 6200 South in Taylorsville, so just use caution there. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes now through June 18th. For tickets, go to uvparade.com, Osmond Design, or download the app. Presented by the Utah Valley Home Builders Association. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.